On June 26, 1945, representatives from 50 nations signed the UN Charter in San Francisco. Dignitaries from more than half of the original signing nations showed up for ceremonies marking the event Sunday. The only American official who came did not give a speech. The president of the Dane County United Nations Association, Lee Brown, says the event deserved more attention.
They all signed on the dotted line that they would try to save the future generations from war. They would affirm fundamental human rights. So it was a great time in our history that we had leadership with so much vision.
Brown says giving the UN birthday short shrift sends a message to other nations that America may be thinking of pulling out of the UN. Leaving the UN would be a good idea, according to a spokesperson for the Appleton-based John Birch Society. William Grigg blames the UN for giving the United States permission to invade Iraq.
They were able to make a case for the invasion by invoking Security Council resolutions calling for the disarmament of that country, and on the assumption that those resolutions gave the president authority to commit our military to that venture, he didn't get a congressional declaration of war. And as a result, now we have this huge and metastasizing mess in Mesopotamia.
Grigg says the world would be better off if nations resolve their differences through quiet bilateral diplomacy. Still, UN supporters in Wisconsin are planning another 60th birthday celebration on October 24th. That's the day the UN Charter was ratified by a majority of the member nations. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.